Good afternoon. I'm Hannah Levine. You have it tuned to the home stretch only here on 91.3 FM KXCI Tucson. About 6 years ago, when I was a DJ at a station in Seattle called KEXP, I got a demo from a band called The Head and the Heart, and I was about 30 seconds into it, and I was like, these guys are going to go somewhere, and I'm so happy when I'm right. It's great to have them back in the studio. They're on tour right now in support of their new album, Signs of Light, which is doing dynamite, and they came in to do a special acoustic set. It's so great to have you guys here.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Good to see you again.
My pleasure. So just to clarify, in the room we have Maddie, Charity, and John, so sort of a pared down trio for this. Mm-hmm. And we want to talk a little bit about each of these new songs, because it's all fresh, at least for us, and we're curious about some of the work behind it. So we're going to start out with Library Magic. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about the origins of that song and how it evolved?
Yeah, I was listening to an interview about with Tom Waits about kind of his creative process, and just the idea of, you know, being open to receiving, you know, the inspiration, and how he was talking about how he's, you know, just driving through LA and in the car, and he would just receive kind of lyrics and I kind of started relating to that kind of as of late and before kind of the writing of this album. And that's kind of how my process has turned, and just kind of receiving a lot of lyrics, you know, and kind of being open to that. And so Library Magic specifically has a lot of lyrics, and
probably the most lyrics in one song.
Yeah, the most lyrics.
Like, easily. He lapped all my songs lyrically at least four times one song.
And also taking influence, I love kind of the cadence of, you know, hip hop, you know, with kind of rapping lyrics.
This is your rapture.
Yeah. Well, my dream is to have this remix by by somebody. But it's kind of, you know, after we had time off, it finally gave me some perspective on the band and kind of a lot of, you know, what we've gone through. And so it is autobiographical and pertains to that, but there's a lot of kind of ambiguity and openness for interpretation with it as well. But
well, thanks in advance to Tom Waits for sort of recalibrating your creative lens. That's great. Whenever you're ready.
See that sort of library magic whispering through the dusty aisles, watching all the thinkers read, trying to keep a grown man quiet. It's like pulling teeth on a winter's eve. Cracks and poles and unfamiliar roads, I'm on this one to find out. Veggie guests and brothers harass, can't stay healthy in a cloud of ice. Listening to my every move, just trying to survive. Self-imposed adventures that selfishness drives. I can barely keep my head above the blue, trying to keep it all from me and you. But I can see the sunshine's rays gleaming through the clear water, telling me you gotta hop in for this chapter's ride. There will always be better days. There will always be better days. Making music is what we do. Trying to weave the patterns for me and you. Trying to make the grasses breathe and a grown man cry. Truth in life is where I gleam. Just tangled up in the funnel's wings. Just trying to come out walking. Understand it's beyond me talking, trying to come out walking. Understand it's beyond me talking. But I can see the sunshine's rays gleaming through the clear water, telling me you gotta hop in for this chapter's ride. And there will always be better days. There will always be better days. Being alone isn't lonely, it's hard after like a holiday. Being home is my vacation, postcard dreams of a full-size bed. 3, 4. Quit the band one too many times, serious enough to get a rise. But hit up in the next morning for another try. That's the promise, the best advice we ever received is for you and me to stay together. It's easy to begin and hard to end. I'm just glad to go through it all with you as friends. And I can see the sunshine's rays gleaming through the clear water, telling me you gotta hop in for this chapter's right. There will always be better days. There will always be better days. There will always be better days.
You're listening to The Head and the Heart playing song off their new album, Signs of Light, song entitled Library Magic. And we're having a little acoustic storytelling time here, going through a few of the songs from the album and talking about their origins and backstories. John, I'm guessing, is this one yours?
Yeah.
Your Mother's Eyes?
Yeah, this one started, it was a lullaby that I was just sort of, you know, I'm 31 now, and it's, you get closer and closer to these ideas of, okay, for the longest time, music and then this band became the number one focused, and the number two focus was pretty far in the distance. There was like a lot of space between number two and number one. And it's, you know, telling that I've been single for a long time. And it's like, so how do I figure out, you know, the idea of actually starting something beyond music became more and more of a goal that I actually wanted to reach. Where
good,
for a long
that's
time,
important.
I was just sort of like, I really just want to write songs, and if something else works out, that's cool. But the idea of having something more than just music became a real, like, tangible thing that I wanted to actually attain, or not attain, but be a part of, you know, yeah, and have that be a part of my life. And so this song was sort of this lullaby that I was imagining, like, I could just sort of imagine, like, peering over the crib at night and, like, just sort of singing a little lullaby to, you know, a potential daughter. But also it was, like, designed to sort of just, you know, try and be like a calming thing for, you know, potential wife when you're like out on the road, and, you know, you would love nothing more than to like be there and also help your daughter go to sleep, but in the meantime it's just your wife and your daughter that are stuck, you know, like without you, trying to get by. So this was sort of aimed to put, you know, both of them at ease. So who knows, but
that's lovely.
Yeah
kind of the most attractive description of a song for all the ladies.
So this one's called Your Mother's Eyes. I guess it kind of gets into it, but it's just, you know, that feeling when you sort of look into someone, like if you're looking at your significant other and you see this look in their eyes, you can tell they, when they're receiving that feeling that it's going to be okay. It's just that thought that, like, you know, your daughter's eyes will have the same eyes or similar eyes, and just to try and send that same look to them. So, anyways.
Sleep, my baby girl, sleep. Don't be afraid of the world, 'cause I'm right here. I'm right here. Sleep, my baby. Days get long, will I be here? Just when you start to think that you're all alone, well, I'm right here, I'm right here. Pass you in the night. Don't you worry, babe. It's alright. it's alright. You're the beacon, yeah, you're light. I've seen that same look in your mother's eyes, in your mother's eyes. And that's how I know that it's alright. Find these simple truths so I can sing to you. Ooh. Ooh. Stranger ships will pass you in the night. It's alright, it's alright. You're the beacon, yeah, you're the light. I've seen that same look in your mother's eyes, in your mother's eyes. That's how I know that it's alright. That's how I know that it's alright. That's how I know that it's all right. It's all right.
You're listening to The Head and the Heart live here in Studio 2A on the home stretch on KXCI, playing a track entitled Your Mother's Eyes from their new album, Signs of Light. They are here in Tucson at the start of their tour in support of that new album. Yeah, just a couple of dates deep into the tour so far.
Yeah, yeah. This is show three for us. We just did a week and a half in Europe directly before this and then 4 days of rehearsal. So to me, it feels like we've been on tour for a while. But it, at the same time, the opposite, these shows that we've done in the States, this is again the third one on this tour. It's the first time that we've sort of had like our own show where, you know, you have this like American fan base that just, it's like nothing else we've ever experienced. I mean, that it's just been a while since we've played like our own headlining show in the States like this. And, God, I like immediately remembered why we're doing this. Because when you do all the promo and all the like European travel and the rehearsing and trying to learn all these new songs and get them fresh, it's like a lot of the work side of it, and it's just sort of taxing. And it's and then you do it in front of people and you're like, oh, okay,
this is the big collective.
This
warm
is why
hug from
like
our
this
fan
is this feels
for,
good. Yeah. You can feel it feeling good for people, and you can feel them. I don't know. It very quickly became like, I was like, okay, yeah, I can totally do this for another 5 weeks on this run. You know, it's just, it's weird.
Tell me a little bit about Hooray for the Riff Raff, who's opening for you.
Right, yeah. I had caught wind of them from a friend of mine in Richmond, Virginia, sent me a link to this. It was a really awesome, it's like an outdoor concert that they put on in New Orleans. It's like outside of this, I don't know, some kind of store. But I had heard of them before. Like Ali, our booker, actually sent us a link to check them out a while back, and I think for whatever reason I just probably didn't really give it a chance to listen to it. But for some reason my friend sent it to me maybe 6 or 7 months ago, and I was like, what is this band? I think maybe originally they were from New Orleans. I think they've sort of spread out since then. It's cool though. It's the girl who sings has this phenomenal voice, really cool lyrics. I'm trying not to like, you know, box them into a genre by their description, but they're super talented band, really cool vocals.
Great worth getting there for the opening.
Yeah,
this
absolutely.
Evening,
I mean, we
for sure.
They're playing with us because we wanted them to play with us, so it's not just a you know. It's not just by chance that they're
right.
with us. So
right.
we think they're great. I think, yeah, it's definitely worth getting there early.
Excellent. So we have time for one more, and I'd say it's safe to call this the hit so far. All we ever knew, or at least the first
of many.
This
yeah.
is the first hit.
That's right. The first of the next 8 hit singles that will result in from this album. You know, at least the first one that came out and was very warmly received. Tell me a little bit about the makings behind this song.
Yeah, this one, I've had this song, like pieces of this song for a while now, actually. But
it
I never.
It sounds like a signature kind of head in the heart song in a lot
yeah.
of ways.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah,
a lot
it's
of your
of
hallmarks
a bridge
are
between
in there.
The two albums, actually.
Yeah,
because we finished it in between. Yeah, the making.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the like structure and a lot of the moving parts on this song was arranged and written as a full band. Like it's not a song right. where like Mother's Eye was like I had that from start to finish, all the parts that you're like, what parts go in order at least. Of what I'm playing anyways. Whereas this, you know, all we ever knew was like, I have like a few different puzzle pieces, but I didn't really understand how they should go yet. And that really came a lot more clear once we were all together as a band and arranging it with the six of us. You know, the songs end up sounding different. You can, when it's like full band touching it from the get-go versus like a song that came
right.
in.
Well. And actually, in speaking of arranging, your producer that you were involved with on this record,
yeah.
did he have a hand in some of that
I
shaping
think so,
and bringing that
sure.
to fruition?
Yeah. Yeah, oddly enough, there was a really early version of this song and Cameron Crowe's show, Roadies. And if you...
I saw you guys on there.
I mean, to the point where there's like certain lyrics that have changed, like...
Yeah.
Just the sounds and the vibe is like not quite fully realized. So if you
but
listen
the general
to that
structures.
Version,
yeah, yeah.
If you listen to that version, I think it's going to be like coming out. Well, anyways, if you can hear that and then you hear obviously what it sounds like now. Yeah, Jay Joyce, he really, I think he kind of stepped it up, helped us step it up a notch. But
very good. And now we get to hear it in a unique acoustic
yes,
version.
Completely stripped of all of those things we just
You're listening to The Head and the Heart live in Studio 2A here on the home stretch on KXCI. They're playing The Fox this evening, and this is the song All We Ever Knew.
When I wake up in the morning, I see nothing for miles and miles and miles. But when I sleep in the evening, oh Lord, there she goes, only in dreams, she's only in dreams. Well, my love, been here before, don't drive me through this again. Sun. Now I'm trying to
You've been listening to The Head and the Heart live in Studio 2A here on the home stretch on KXCI. They're on tour in support of their new album, Signs of Light. And that was the track All We Ever Knew. What a joy to have you guys back on the air with me.
Yeah, so cool to see you in a completely different climate.
It's suiting me. I'm pretty happy.
Yeah, I loved stepping off the bus this morning, and it's so dry and cool air and hot and sunny. I love it.
Excellent. Well, you guys are going to have a great show tonight. I just know it. I'm Hannah Levine. This is The Home Stretch, only here on 91.3 FM KXCI, Tucson.